And the thing that, in if you go to a city, the thing that they have on the side of the road for people to walk on?
Sidewalk.
Okay. Well, what's a boulevard?
Boulevard.
It's a wide street.
Wide street with a lot of trees in it.
Okay. Okay. Now, in this area, I'm wondering what they call paved and unpaved roads. Do they use terms like dirt road, gravel road, mm-hmm, or mm-hmm. would they use terms like improved and unimproved roads?
Yes, they would. Either one of those, I think.
Okay.
Is used.
Okay. What have you heard most? You've heard dirt?
Dirt road, dirt gravel road.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how about a road that's been paved? What would they call it?
Highway.
Highway? Mm-hmm. Would they ever call it an oil road?
Yeah, I imagine.
Okay, oil road. Mm-hmm. And a roadway that runs up through a low place in the mountains, that place where it goes over would be called a what?
Path.
Okay, pass?
Yeah.
Would
a
ever
trail?
Call, okay, a trail.
Trail.
Would ever call it a notch or a gap?
No, it might. They might.
Okay.
A gap.
Okay. These are just some other Colorado words I was wondering. We're trying to get a sense about Colorado words. Have you ever heard of the Badlands?
Yes.
What are they?
The Badlands?
Yeah.
I heard of them. What are they? Badlands.
I've heard of them in South Dakota.
Mm.
Yeah, there's Badlands in South Dakota.
How about the High Plains? Would you characterize this area as the High Plains?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Would that be further east?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Would be
yes,
further
I
east.
I think so, yes.
Okay. And one other that I was wondering about, in a town like Jackson Hole, Wyoming, what is that hole that they're talking about? Is that just a...
Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Would that just be a place where water gathers?
I think it is.
Kind of like a watering hole?
Must be.
Okay.
I don't know, but it must could be.
Okay. What's a draw? D-R-A-W? Is that a word?
It's a
draw. I was wondering if a draw was the same thing as like a gulch or a gully.
I was going to say that's
Yeah. Probably yes.
Okay.
Draw.
Dry draw.
Okay. Have you ever heard of? I think this is a Spanish word. Have you ever heard of the word arroyo? What
yes.
is an arroyo?
Arroyo.
Arroyo.
Arroyo?
Yeah, A-R-R-O-Y-A.
Arroyo.
No, it's supposed to be O.
Arroyo.
Arroyo. What is a...
Arroyo is a creek.
Okay, mm-hmm. is a type of creek. It's where water runs.
Yes.
Then.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes, arroyo, not arroyo.
Not arroyo, but arroyo.
Mm-hmm.
Well, y'all are very helpful. I've
mm-hmm.
been doing it wrong.
I've been saying arroyo for a couple of weeks now, mm-hmm. since somebody else had called it that, and that's why I was wondering.
Mm-hmm.
And a canyon, what is that?
Canyon?
Yeah.
A canyon is where the earth is pulled apart.
Okay. And does water run through the bottom of that?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Now, is there any fast-moving water in this area? Water that you might call rapids, that has rapids in it, or white water?
In Colorado?
Yeah.
Yeah,
there is.
Yeah.
Yes, there is. Out west.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What... Would they call it rapids or white water? Which of those words?
White water. There's white water up and rapids out west. Of
okay.
I call it Glenwood Springs
mm-hmm.
up there.
Okay.
I call it white water.
I call it either one.
Can you remember when you were growing up, did people make a difference between, distinction between rocks and stones? Are those two different things or are they pretty much interchangeable?
Rocks and stones?
Was there a difference?
There's a difference between the rocks and stone.
Which is bigger, would you say?
A stone.
A stone is bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Isn't it? Rock?
Stones.
Little stones?